We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Back to the work week.
Thought of another work week. What's happening?
What's going on, guys?
Well, over the weekend, I launched my press juices, so that was exciting for me. I bought some samples.
What is press juices?
So I have this company called Drink Fresh Juice. And pressed juices are, it's all natural. Like, for instance, I have a juice right here that is watermelon, apple, pineapple. That's all.
Are you
going
to share?
Yeah, I bought some in.
Are they cold?
Yes.
Let me see.
I just took them out of the fridge.
Let me see what flavor.
So there's a green veg one. There's 6 flavors that we launched with. So I've been running around with these.
Apple, lemon, ginger, apple, cucumber, green veg.
I bought in 3 different ones today. I'll bring in the other 3 tomorrow. I didn't want to overwhelm anyone.
What's the best one? What's the most healthiest one to start off my day?
Probably green veg if you want to get your vegetables.
Okay, I like this one because this one says supports skin.
Yeah, it tells you what.
Don't pick on skin, baby.
It tells you what each one is good for as well.
I'll take the watermelon one.
Yeah, of course you would. You know what? The problem with Dominicans is, like, a lot of Dominicans always, when they're trying to pass the black, they do all the stereotypical stuff. So they just reach for the watermelon.
I just like watermelon.
Reach for the chicken.
I'm not.
You know
Dominican, anyway. And shout out to everybody that came out to Atlantic City over the weekend. We had over 1,000 people. We did a seminar talking about real estate. And not only did we talk about real estate, we actually brought the people to you that you would need for real estate. So if you had bad credit, some people said, I can't do it because I have bad credit. Well, we had somebody there to fix your credit. If you say, you know what, well, I don't know how to get a loan, I can't get lending, we actually brought people there that can get you loans with low credit scores and only 3% down when you're trying to buy properties. Then people always say, well, I don't know what to do, I can't find the properties. What we did with Atlantic City is we hooked up with the councilman of Atlantic City, and we actually brought the foreclosed property list. We brought the city-owned property list to people there so they can actually see. So you can purchase cribs from $20,000. And think about it, only 3% down is what, $2,000-$3,000. So we brought that list for people to actually be able to purchase property. So it was a great event. Shout out to Killer Mike. Killer Mike came out to Atlantic City to join us and to help talk about real estate. Shout out to DC Young Fly.
Were they buying things in Atlantic City also?
People were, the bidding is this weekend, but
okay.
Only people that were in the necessary seminar would know what is bidding and how what they're bidding. So you got to kind of, you got like an edge by going to the seminar.
Can you go see the properties before you bid on them, or you have to just...
You can go see the properties, but...
I know sometimes with auctions, you can't really...
No, you know, you can't actually do. And what we also did was we took a picture of all the properties so people can actually see the outside and the inside of the houses. So, but we also had the addresses there so people can go by there and see the properties. So shout out to everybody that came out. It was an amazing event. Again, thank you to Killer Mike. Thank you to DC Young Fly for stopping through. We're just trying to teach people and inform people about how they can invest their money and you know, have some long-term goals and some long-term financing for themselves and their families.
Y'all had a very eventful weekend. I did none of that. I went to my daughter's cheerleading competition, and I watched Into the Spider-Verse on Google Play.
Well, that's eventful.
Oh, man, Into the Spider-Verse was amazing.
I thought you were going to say your daughter's cheerleading was amazing.
I know, that's what I meant, really.
That was cool, too. That was cool, too.
So that was referencing
I thought.
Why y'all ain't tell me Into the Spider-Verse was so good? I am so mad at
my
fellow Marvel comic heads out there that didn't tell me Into the Spider-Verse was amazing. I mean, it made over $100 million, won an Oscar, but, you know, of course y'all don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But it's great, all right?
Yeah, I definitely
amazing
don't know what
movie.
It is.
Oh. And by the way, the embargo on us is up as well, and we'll be discussing that this morning because Winston Duke will be here on The Breakfast Club this morning.
Yes, okay? Us came out this weekend as well, and we'll talk about that in rumors about the record-breaking numbers from the movie Us. And, you know, Jordan Peele was in the movie.
He was?
And I'll give you that information.
I didn't see that. When I had my screening last week, I told y'all I loved Us. I know it had a lot of mixed reviews, but me personally, I loved it. And the embargo is up. So if you haven't seen it this weekend... Sorry, it's going to be some spoilers.
Yeah, I'm done. All right? I didn't see it yet.
We made over 70 million, so you know, we ain't got time to be keeping things ourselves no more.
All right, all right. Now we got front page news happening. What's next, E?
Well, let's talk about your president and the investigation into collusion. Did he conspire with Russia? Well, we'll tell you what the findings have been thus far.
All right, we'll get into all that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, New England Patriots Rob Gronkowski retired.
Gronkowski.
Yes, after 9 years of playing with the Patriots, he has retired. He is, I believe, 29 years old, so... He decided to let it go.
Hey, great career. Mm-hmm. 3 Super Bowl rings. And, you know, he's got such a future in Hollywood doing all kind of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He holds some show.
He made over $54 million playing football. So congratulations to him and happy retirement.
And he'll make more in Hollywood.
Absolutely. And then what else we got, E?
And I see LeBron's not going to make the playoffs.
No, I told y'all that 2 weeks ago. You're late. What are you talking about? Yeah, so, that's right, Trav. J. Cole, LeBron James, and Rap didn't even make the playoffs this year.
It's his first time in 13 years.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's talk about Special Counsel Robert Mueller. They found that Donald Trump's campaign and his associates did not conspire with Russia, according to this investigation, whether or not Donald Trump committed obstruction of justice. Now, we don't know whether or not he committed a crime, but they said he's also not... Well, they're saying he didn't, but it also did not exonerate him.
Yeah, that's whack, though.
Now, Trump is saying he is exonerated. Here's what he had to say.
After a long investigation, it was just announced... There was no collusion with Russia, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, and it was a complete and total exoneration. It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected, and it began illegally.
Listen, no collusion. I don't know what the statement can't find collusion, but that doesn't exonerate him means. But I do know Dem's just going to have to get him out the old-fashioned way. Hit the ground, do the work, tell the American people what you're going to do for them in 2020, and get him out by votes.
Now, they absolutely quoted Mueller's report where it says that it does not exonerate him, but I love that Donald Trump said it. He was completely, totally exonerated.
Yeah, but I don't even know what that statement means. Like, you can't say no collusion.
No collusion,
but,
and he's not exonerated.
That don't
yeah,
make
I was
no
confused
sense.
With that.
That just sounds like somebody who shot at someone and missed. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to keep shooting.
Yeah, you was looking for something. You didn't find it, but you just don't want to admit
they're saying that,
that
right
there.
Now they're saying that he did not commit a crime. So I guess right now they're not under threat of something happening like that.
So how can you say it doesn't exonerate me if I didn't commit a crime?
I guess there's other things that could have happened that were maybe wrong.
If I was the Trump administration, I would want for them to put the whole report out there just to prove that I'm really clean, if indeed I am really clean. So I don't know why they're not putting the whole report out.
Well, the Democrats are asking for that to happen, so we'll
they
see.
They should. They should. And I'm like, once again, Dems just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way. Hit the ground, do the work, tell the American people what you're going to do for them in 2020, and get him out the old-fashioned way.
All right, now, this is a sad story. A student who has not been publicly identified has committed suicide. Now, that student is one of the students from the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting that happened. And that student is actually the second person who has taken their own life in an apparent suicide after that shooting happened. Now, the first person, Sydney Ayale, died last Sunday and took her own life after suffering from survivor's guilt and being diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, according to her mom.
That's sad.
All right.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad weekend, or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Sam.
What's up, fam?
What's up, fam?
It's Salem.
Yes, it is.
Good morning, Salem.
Hey, y'all. Good morning. What did I call for? Okay, to talk about this Wendy Williams situation. I know, Charlamagne, you can give us an exclusive real quick.
Oh, boy.
You know it.
Exclusive? What exclusive I got?
Charlotte T.
I just feel so bad for Shawty. Like, she does not got to accept that. She does not. And it's just like any woman out there as well, she doesn't got to accept that. And I just feel so bad for her. And I feel kind of like you should kind of give her a break on talking bad about her for a while.
I don't talk bad about her. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's a shame. I just think it's a shame that, you know, she can tell everybody else to leave their relationship for less, but she acting like she don't see what's going on in her own.
Yeah, that's true. I know. I just feel bad for her.
Well,
but, hey, fam. I'm
hey, fam.
To listen to y'all. My homeboy started a podcast a couple weeks ago, and I just started getting featured on it.
Okay.
So if I just want people to check it out. There's clips on it on my page. I think it's still being edited, but if people just follow me on Instagram at SALEMESAYAS. They're going to see the video on my bio in a couple days. So just in case I don't get through in a couple more days.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Congrats
on that.
Salem.
That's exciting.
Have a good one. Hello. Who's this?
Jerika.
Jerika, get it off your chest.
So this morning, I just want to give some positive vibes this morning. I've been trying to get through to you guys for the past 6 months. And I promised myself if I was able to get through to you guys, I was gonna let my daughter know. She does music, and her name is Dreesy. And I told myself, if I ever got the chance to get through, I know that her music will take off. So this is just something that shows anybody that anything is possible. Because I've been trying to get through to you guys for 6 months. Good morning, Angela McGee.
Good morning.
Now, we need to talk about the delusion of your state.
So now this is a sign. This is a sign that she thinks her daughter's music is about to take off, because she said to herself, if I get through,
but why
that's
is
a sign.
That, but why?
Yeah, why is that a sign?
I do that all the time.
You haven't told us anything about
because
the music?
I'm going to tell you why. Because sometimes she gives up on herself. And I hate for her to give up on herself because her music is phenomenal.
So you're basing her giving up on whether or not you can get through to The Breakfast Club?
Absolutely.
All right.
Faith is faith.
Whatever
faith
works for you.
Faith.
All right.
All right. When she blows up, this could be her first stop.
Absolutely.
How old is she?
She's 23.
Okay. All right, Mama. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You know what's sad about that?
What?
She ain't shout out her daughter's name.
She definitely said
her daughter's
name.
She ain't tell us where we can go listen to no music.
Nothing.
Like, what was the point of calling through here? But
I
you
don't
know what?
I hope she gets through again.
I let people live their lie. Whatever motivates them, hey, man, do your thing. All right?
Hello, who's this?
Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, get it off your chest, bro.
I just need to get this off my chest. First, I just want to say what's up to y'all. I listen to y'all every morning.
What's up?
But these freaking people who believe that the earth is flat.
Oh, my goodness.
These people
where did this
drive
come from?
Me crazy. I just see them all the time on Facebook going about it. And so I joined this flat earth group just to see what the hype was about.
So you can't stand it, but you joined the whole group
the
to watch
flat
it?
Let me tell you why I joined the group, because it's pure comedy. It makes me laugh. Just the stuff that they believe, I'm like, man, wow, these people are a real different type of different.
My brother,
like,
my brother.
Next level type
you
stuff.
Wasted your
my
time.
Brother,
the earth might be flat.
My brother, this is Charlamagne the God talking. 3 years ago, I swore off all flat earth.
Yo, that's what I need to do.
Yes, you need to. I can't even believe you entertaining.
Yeah, you wasted your time, bro.
Okay, I swore that. I literally swore him off 3 years ago.
It just has me laughing at times, but just I just don't know why how they could really believe this. But hey, that's
the craziest thing.
Funny to me.
The craziest thing about flat Earth Negroes is that they will dispute years and years of research and science because of what a YouTube video says.
My goodness. All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man
or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Trav, you ready to get at him, Trav?
Say it again,
I said, you ready to get at him, Trav?
Listen, what's up, Trav? What's up, Sorry?
What up, sis?
You hear Charlamagne shoot a shot at you early this morning?
Listen, he already starting early throwing jabs. He already starting.
I'm just
early
letting you know
jabs.
that the J. Cole, LeBron James didn't even make the playoffs. So you still want to call your man the LeBron James a rap?
You know what's so funny? I'm actually calling about J. Cole today, but this time it ain't even nothing about his accomplishments. Unfortunately, like, I've had so many people sending me this video from that Hollywood Unlocked posted saying that J. Cole got punched in his face in Africa. Did y'all see it?
No. I saw that rumor.
I didn't see it.
J. Cole got punched in his face in Africa?
Did he get punched in his face?
So I looked at the video. It does favor J. Cole, but J. Cole would never be tried like that. So stop playing my man.
That's a goddamn lie.
What are you talking about?
All right. Diddy definitely tried his ass, all right? Better knock it off.
So it looks like J. Cole, but I don't think that's J. Cole game.
You don't think that's him? Was he actually there?
Why would somebody punch J. Cole in his face in Africa?
It looks like he was talking to somebody, and then it looks like that the person was getting a little aggressive, and then next thing you know, you see a J. Cole lookalike getting punched in his face.
I don't know if it really even looks like him to me.
Yeah, it kind of does look like J. Cole.
Looks skinnier than J. Cole.
His beard doesn't look like that.
Yeah, I don't think that's him.
Well, was J. Cole in Africa?
Not that I know of.
Oh,
I haven't
right.
seen anything about him in Africa.
You just out here spraying.
Can I say something to you?
Yes, sir.
Spider-Verse. I actually just saw that this weekend with my little nephew, man.
I loved it.
Listen, it was actually a really good movie.
Amazing movie. I'm shocked that y'all didn't tell me about that sooner.
All right, peace out.
All right, bye, Trav.
Bye, Trav. Damn. Snoop.
Hello, what's up?
Why are you stressed out, Snoop?
What's up? Who did DJ Envy the Don?
Yes, sir.
DJ
I wouldn't
Envy
say Don,
the Don.
But yeah, Envy, but what else, bro?
Yeah, Envy the Don, Angela Yee the Queen, you know what I mean? I'm stressed out because this situation, is it snitching or not?
What?
What you thinking about snitching on?
Nah, I ain't thinking about snitching on nothing. Is it snitching? I'm in a car with somebody, with two other people, and somebody put some drugs in the car. But,
wait, somebody put drugs in the car that you're in?
Yeah, and I'm in the backseat of the car.
So you should call the police now because y'all about to get pulled over.
And
when y'all get pulled over, everybody going to jail. So you might as well just call the police now so you're being kidnapped.
Hold on, Charlamagne. Chill out, man. Let me see my case, though.
Okay, we're listening.
Go ahead.
Is this snitching or not, though? You know what I'm saying?
Are you a drug dealer? Do you sell drugs?
No, I don't.
Then no, it's not snitching. You're a citizen.
No,
law-abiding citizen.
It is a little bit of snitching because.
Ain't nothing to do with
those
things.
Why are you in the car?
Exactly. You knew that they had drugs in the car, and you chose to get in.
I'm going to the store with them, though.
Then you dumb. You need to get out the car.
That's how most great horror movies start, right there.
Yeah, right there, y'all.
Most hood horror movies start with you just innocently getting in the car, not knowing what's about to happen.
Why don't you get out the car, sir?
Get out the car.
I didn't know that drug was
Trey.
In the car.
Trey. He said he didn't know drugs
you
was
know
in the
Trey,
car.
Trey,
tell Doe let you out, Trey. Trey, cool. Tell Doe let you out.
He's getting out.
How old are you, man?
How old am I? I'm 40 years old.
You too old to
be in the backseat of somebody's car while they got drugs
you
and you need a ride
right.
to
you
the store.
You too old to be that dumb, bro.
Let them drop you back off at your mama's house. Please.
No, get out and call an Uber.
I know you live with your mama. You still live with your mama, don't you?
I live by myself. Ooh, don't go.
I don't believe you. You live by yourself.
Are you getting
your
out of the car?
Say what?
Are you getting out of the car?
Trey.
I ain't about to snitch.
How much drugs is in the car, bro?
It was a bottle of water. PCP.
PCP. Man, hang up on this.
Bye.
Dude. All right, man.
What was that about?
My goodness. Don't come in my car with no drugs. I'm just telling you that right now.
Don't come in my car with no drugs. Don't come in my car with no guns. Don't come in my car with nothing I don't know about.
No PCP, no water.
That happened
that.
To me before. I got pulled over with a couple of the homies. This is about 10, 11 years ago in Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And they found 2 grams of cocaine in the car, and I didn't know it was in there. And the police officer said, well, whose cocaine is this? I said, well, there's only 3 of us, so let's use the process of elimination. Let's start with whose it ain't. All right? That is mine. So that means either one of these 2 motherfuckers right here, and they better figure it out. Okay? And nobody claimed it till we got to jail, and then the dude finally claimed it.
So, oh, y'all had to all go to jail?
Yeah, we all went to jail. Because dude didn't claim the cocaine.
And you didn't point him out?
I said it's either one of those two. Because that's the truth. It was one of those two. All right?
So that's okay. Not snitching, right? Because you were a law-abiding snitching. Citizen.
I didn't know nothing about no drugs that they had on them. I didn't know that they did coke.
Whose car was it?
His.
Was it a personal coke or was it for distribution?
Personal. It was 2 grams. Like
oh,
two, that's nothing. 2 little grams.
Yes, it is. We went to jail.
We all went to jail to pay like 2 grand to get out in Fort Lee, New Jersey. And that's Bergen County. Nobody got time to be playing with that.
Damn.
800-585-1051 if you need to get it off your chest. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll be talking about Jordan Peele. Why not get right into it? We'll talk about the movie Us from over the weekend and his cameo in the movie.
All right, now keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
You can't tell me you don't look at Gucci Man pictures on Instagram and be like, man, I got to get it together for the summer, bro.
Yeah, shout to Gucci.
You got to get it together for the summer.
And also, Revolt TV is off this week. So if you guys are not watching us on Revolt, it's because they are off this
week. They're on vacation.
And
for everybody else that's not watching us on Revolt, it's because they can't find it on their cable provider.
I don't have Revolt.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, me neither.
We should demand that.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Jordan Peele.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, congratulations to Jordan Peele for an amazing weekend for his movie Us. Now, that movie made $70.3 million in ticket sales over the weekend.
Great movie.
Yes, it's the best opening ever for an original horror movie, and it's the third biggest horror opening of all time. Now, number one was It, the remake, which came out in 2017. It made $123 million.
I'm not into that. I'm not paying to see a bunch of clowns. I see those every day for free.
Oh, I actually read that book when I was young, and then I saw it on TV, and then I watched that movie, too. You know, I love horrors, though.
Yeah, I ain't see it.
And then last year's Halloween sequel actually made $76.2 million, so congratulations to him, though. This is the first original horror movie that
I wasn't really scared, though. Like, I don't call them horror movies. I call movies like Us a psychological thriller. I thoroughly enjoyed it, but I wasn't necessarily scared, though.
All right. Well, Jordan Peele actually has a cameo in this movie. Now, you know he makes a little cameo in Get Out as well. So here he is talking to Fandango about his cameos.
I've made cameos in both of my films. In Get Out, I was the voice of the deer.
And in Us?
I am a dying rabbit.
So hey, when you watch it, you can hear him.
That's a very important role, though. The rabbit was very symbolic in Us because the rabbits were probably the original test subjects of the cloning. And, you know, once rabbits start breeding, they get out of control. Also, the tethered eating the rabbit. If you are in the wild trying to survive and all you eat is rabbits, you'll die of malnutrition. So that kind of like that kind of represents the food deserts in the hood because people are eating all these things, filling up, but the food has no nutritional value.
All right, now Cam Newton is talking about what's going to make him a better quarterback. He was on the Late Late Show with James Corden, and here's what he said he's going to do.
No bets on in January, then it carried over, then February, vegan.
Yeah.
And then March, I'm giving, I hope this is an adult crowd, it looked like it is, no sure. Climax. So for me, doing certain things that challenge me in the offseason that I can't necessarily do, so now when the season comes around, it makes my mind stronger. I feel like if I go back and I say I did those things, I'm mentally stronger.
Is he married?
I think he is. Isn't he married?
I don't know. He has kids, though, right?
I don't know. What's the point of not climaxing? What's that going
to do? Well, he's saying that for him, it mentally makes him stronger. So for the first month in January, it was no gambling, no meat in February, and now in March, it's no sex.
That ain't going to do nothing but make you mad. Why you want to walk around the house angry during the offseason?
Well, maybe it works for him. I did that.
You should be angry during the season.
That locker room
during the season is when you should not be trying to nut.
He's going
to
be in the locker room with an erection all day long, just hard all day long.
All right, now Gary Owen, he says his wife was racially profiled while he was waiting to get on a flight. He said his wife and daughter were flying from Cincinnati to San Francisco, and here's what he said happened.
My wife and daughter were flying from Cincinnati, Ohio to San Francisco, California on Delta. They tell everybody to line up for first. So my wife gets in line, and the guy working the gate at B-21 Cincinnati Airport asked my wife, oh, are you in first? And my wife said, yeah. And then my wife said, are you not going to ask the guy behind me? And he goes, no. He said, because I don't feel like it. Now my wife's a black lady. The guy behind her was a white dude. And the ticket agent was a white dude.
Yeah, it's happened to me before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that happens all the time.
He did say that there's a lot of amazing employees on Delta. He has well over 2 million miles on Delta, but he said that particular person needed to treat people with respect and dignity.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. I love it, though. That question is asked the most, and the second most asked question when you are black in first class is, what do you do? And they assume.
Ask you that?
Yeah, they'd be like, what do you do? Do you rap?
No one's ever asked me that.
Do you do sports? I'd be like, nope.
They know you don't do sports.
I'm a proctologist. Okay?
You're a proctologist. I'm
playing people's asses for a living.
There you go. Well, that would be correct. That's not a lie. Goodness gracious.
Couldn't make it through the first hour, huh?
Right? Almost. All right. Almost made it.
Well, you had 1 minute left.
1 minute left.
Envy beat me to it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said something about guys being gay in the locker room.
I did not say that about guys.
Yes, you did. You
That's
just
what
said
you
it.
Heard.
You just said
I definitely didn't say that.
Okay, well, proctologist DJ Envy, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
This guy is crazy. All right, when we come back, front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
That's right, fam. We're going to be talking about a man.
I thought you were doing the coke.
No.
I thought you were going to coke.
We are going to be talking about a man that was on a train, and this video went viral. He was punching an older woman on the train and kicking her.
Oh, yeah. I want him to die. Is he dead?
What happened? We'll tell you
dead.
That information
not
if
dead
you saw that
morning?
Video.
Nah, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The same.
We are giving you and your best friend a chance to win a trip to the Essence Music Festival presented by Coca-Cola in New Orleans, July 5th through the 8th. Party at the nightly concerts featuring performances by Mary J. Blige, Nas, Her, and more. To enter and view rules, visit thebreakfastclub.iheart.com.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, Rob Gronkowski. Did I say his name right?
Rob Gronkowski.
Even I can say Gronkowski.
I just got Gronk. Well, he has retired. He played 9 years with the Patriots, and he let it go. He said that's it for him. He made over $54 million playing football, and he decided to retire.
3 Super Bowl rings.
Mm-hmm.
Rob had a great career as a tight end, man. Young man, retiring before 30.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Congratulations to
Why
him.
Why not?
And what else are we talking about, Yee?
Well, let's talk about special counsel Robert Mueller. They said that Donald Trump's campaign and associates did not conspire with Russia. They did not find anything that would bring them to that conclusion. Now, Donald Trump responded to this news. Here's what he said.
After a long investigation, it was just announced there was no collusion with Russia. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, and it was a complete and total exoneration. It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected, and it began illegally.
Right. So that is what Donald Trump has had to say about this investigation. Mm-hmm. Now, in the meantime, Kirsten Gillibrand, you know, she is also going to be running for 2020 for president. And she gave her first ever rally. She was in front of the Trump International Hotel in New York City. And here's what she said.
Look up at that tower, a shrine to greed, division, and vanity.
All right. Now she goes on to say that Donald Trump is a coward.
President Trump is tearing apart the moral fabric of this country. Our president is a coward. And that is not what we deserve. That is not what you deserve. Americans are making a choice. A choice to resist the backward pull of this administration and pushing us toward a better future.
Boo. Stop with the anti-Trump rhetoric, okay? I'm not voting for you just because you're the opposite of Trump. Tell me what you're going to do for me. Tell me what you're going to do for the country. Don't sit around telling me how terrible Trump is. And that's what Dems just that's what Dems going to have to do. They're just going to have to get him out the old-fashioned way. Hit the ground, do the work, tell the American people what you're going to do for them, and get him out in 2020, okay?
Okay, so now let's talk about this video that went viral over the weekend. It was a man kicking a woman on the train in New York City. And that man has been found and arrested and charged with assault. It was a horrifying video if you had a chance to see it.
I want him to get shot.
Right. Now, his wife is actually trying to explain what she is saying happened. Now, she gave a whole incident report where she said that basically she was on the train with their daughter. And the woman was threatening them.
That lady was 78 years old.
72 years old.
She's 78 years old.
For him to react like that, I don't want to hear that.
The man arrested is Mark Gomez. According to Alicia Cox, she said that Mark Gomez told her 11-year-old girl to sit beside the woman on the train. She said, as soon as my daughter lays down, the lady says, what are you doing? So that's when Mark said to her, excuse me. And he turns and says, ma'am, I am not bothering you. I'm not trying to do anything to you. We're just trying to get home. My daughter's trying to sleep. And she said, the woman said, oh, I don't care. I'll punch her in the head. They said there was a heated exchange, and then they moved to a different seat. But the woman threatened them and said, I'll stab you. I'll kill you. Who are you talking to? And
Mark Gomez is a clown. What if a man put his hands on your daughter like that, or your mom, or your wife? And then you got the nerve as you walking off the train to be like world star that, as if you some young clout-chasing jitterbug.
But the thing is, even if the lady was threatening or saying, she is obviously something's wrong with her. She didn't chase you from seat to seat. She was sitting there with all her stuff there. No woman at all should deserves to be kicked in the face.
Maybe she's just an older woman.
Four or five times. Not even four, five, six, seven times. There was no self-defense. She wasn't fighting back.
Maybe she's just an older woman who don't give a damn about what she say no more. Okay? And she's earned that right as a 77-year-old woman. You know what I mean?
Right.
And all these dudes that just sat on the train and recorded that dude walking and didn't intervene, y'all a bunch of suckers too.
They're just as
bad. Now, police are saying that the assault was unprovoked, so they're disputing those claims, FYI.
That's a freebie, okay? You know how you be sitting around and you be looking at your phone, watching people do stuff to people, and you be like, man, I wish I was there, man.
You was there
that time. I wish your mother ever would. That was a freebie. You had every right to kick that guy's ass badly on that train, okay?
Yeah, it's awful that everybody just was really filming it for real and not doing anything.
Suckers, man. This whole generation.
All right.
It's disgusting.
Well, it's not the whole generation.
That is your front page news.
It's not the whole generation.
The whole generation
bro.
That was on that train.
There you go.
From that 70-year-old. Mark had to be about 50-something.
About 45.
If 40. Not, he's aging terribly. All right? He's aging like
milk. He's 36.
No!
He's a little older than that.
No!
I'm telling you his age.
The man that kicked the old lady on the train was only 36 years old?
He had Tim's on.
You got to drink more water. Send him some pressed juices, G. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's 36 years old.
Lord have mercy.
Goodness gracious. All right. Well, when we come back, we have Winston Duke in the building. Now explain who Winston Duke is.
Winston Duke is one of the stars of the new movie Us, along mm-hmm. with Lupita Nyong'o. And if you have not seen Us, that's on you. It made $70 million this weekend, mm-hmm. so the embargo is up. I thought it was a great movie, and me and Winston shall discuss a lot of the symbolism that's in the movie. So if you don't want no spoilers, you might want to turn right now.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building from the movie Us, Winston Duke.
Good morning, Winston.
Good morning. Good morning.
I need to know, when Jordan Peele came to you with this idea for Us, mm-hmm. this crazy-ass idea, what did you think?
Well, he actually didn't tell me anything about the idea when we first spoke. He got on the phone with me, kind of had a 15-20 minute conversation with me about who I was, like really personal things. Mm-hmm. And then he said, I have an idea for a project. I'm working on something. I'd love for you to be a part of it. let me know what you think. I was like, well, tell me what it is. He said, I don't want to color it for you. Just read the script and you let me know, because it's a big idea. I don't want to tell you or explain it the wrong way. Just read the script and you tell me if you want to be a part of it. Read that script, and pretty much what you saw was there on the paper.
Mm-hmm. Did you understand it? Or did you say, what the hell is this?
No, I understood it.
Okay.
I understood a lot of what was going on, and things changed as they always do in film. He didn't want to color the experience for the audience by saying, this is what it is. And in this America, he doesn't want to, like, alienate anybody before they consume it. Mm-hmm. Once you consume it, do what you want. Then we can have the conversations, any conversation, any tough conversation that comes. But I think that's a bit of, you know, the intention behind just not coloring it for anybody so they can consume it. And then it'll work on them however they see fit.
I mean, I think it's actually broader than Get Out, because mm-hmm. if Get Out was about racism, this is definitely about classism.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. that's what I got from it. The movie is about classism.
Essentially, to me, as an immigrant, it read about privilege. And essentially, for me, the big commentary that I got attached to and I attached my character to as well was this concept of the American dream, right? And essentially how flawed it is and how insecure it is, and different things in the film, in my opinion, had represented that. Mm-hmm. And the characters pretty much trip up over them. The characters, it doesn't serve them. It doesn't actually help them survive. And to me, it really spoke to a lot of just constructs that we attach ourselves to. Masculinity.
Yeah, especially with your character. The myth of the big black man.
The myth of the big black man and the myth of the man in general.
Yeah.
You know, the big black man didn't serve him. It didn't work. Like, the big black man actually crumbled because, again, it's a construct. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
The myth of the man and the leader, you know, didn't work because who cares about the patriarchy in the zombie apocalypse when you just
You're trying to survive.
You just need an ally.
Yeah.
Who cares about who really helps you? You know what I mean? I think that's what's powerful about this genre in particular, right? Because you get to really hold a lens up to situations like this and blow it out. Make it really out there. Say it is the zombie apocalypse. And then you could say, if you're worrying about this right now, that's just ridiculous. But it's an allegory for real life.
We did yell at Gabe a lot at the screen.
Oh, yeah?
I actually enjoyed his character and those funny moments a lot.
Yeah, like, but we was yelling like, man, Gabe!
They didn't do that in my screen.
There was this one part, the one part where everybody grabs Lupita and they pull her in the house and you outside with the kids. I'm like, Gabe, go after your wife.
So what's he supposed to do? He has the kids.
He's got the kids.
The kids went in, though.
Because I distracted them to save the kids.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, see, there's so much judgment.
Much judgment here.
Let's talk about Jordan Peele.
See what he does? He brings me on here.
I know.
To judge me. I'm judging Gabe.
And when he says people were screaming, you see at the screen, it was him.
No, it was in New York.
I do that when I watch the show in the morning. That's okay.
You know he was the one.
I do that all the time.
That you chant.
Like you.
Now, I want to talk to you about your conversation that you had with Jordan Peele, because you said he asked a lot of personal questions about you and where you came from. So, since you're from Trinidad and Tobago, and then you came to Brooklyn as a kid, let's talk about what your experience has been like with the American dream and how you personally related to a movie like this.
Well, for me, it was one of my consumption of America was something that was happening before we even got here.
Mm.
Because a lot of your export is your media. I thought before I came here and when we were moving here for, you know, better and different opportunities, I wouldn't say a better life, but different opportunities. You know, my sister, we moved here because my sister wanted to be a doctor, and the educational system seemed like it would offer a better pathway to that, right? So my idea of moving here was like, oh man, it's gonna be Fresh Prince. It's gonna be, you know what I mean? It's gonna be Family Matters, right? And everything's da da da.
Nope. Hello, Brooklyn.
Then I moved to Brooklyn.
Crown Heights in like the 90s and got robbed.
Immediately?
Not immediately.
Yeah.
But like our first apartment got broken into. I think, you know, that was like very jarring, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that was an invasion. That changed, you know, the way we functioned as a family unit of two women and a little boy. When I got to middle school, I did get robbed, like, on the street, you know, in, what was it, sixth or seventh grade. Wow. So it was just like...
What did they take from you?
Sneakers?
Video cassettes.
Video cassettes.
Yeah. I was, like, walking home from school, and the library's on the way, so I had, like, these video cassettes of the U.S. Marshals, and, like, just... This dude just popped out from a corner. Was like, what's good? What's good? And he was like, run your pockets, run your pockets. And he started, like, just going through my shit. And I kept, like, just walking while he was doing this.
Just like, keep him
open. Act like it's not happening. No one's touching me. No one's
running.
He's
just, like, running his hands through my pockets. And I'm like, is nobody seeing this? Help me!
You know, in Brooklyn, we mind our business.
And I saw, like, I'm walking, like, half a block, and two other dudes just, like, pop out. I'm like, yes. And then they go, yo, what's good, my dude? You having problems with this little right here? You having problems? I was like, you know him? These are your friends? So they took the cassettes.
That's all three of them robbed you.
I'm like, God damn, they took these cassettes. And then, you know, I hear, oh, this is U.S. Marshal. I already seen this shit. And then they threw it at my head and, like, hit me.
No. Nobody told them to rob you?
Well, they didn't tell them to rob me.
Like, it's your fault.
And two, because you saw the movie?
Yeah.
Now I'm mad at you?
Now you're mad at me because you already saw the movie.
You're going to hold it against me for Wesley?
Like, did you take the videos up?
No, I didn't turn back.
How did that change you as a man, though? Because we talk about these social constructs and we have to, like,
yes.
You kind of got to adjust for survival. So did you start thugging out a little more?
No. Well, my immigrant mother and sister just, like, actually just, like, they were just like, you're not walking that route again. You're not doing this. I didn't go to school for a week because I was traumatized. I'm not going to lie. I didn't like it. But
that kept you on the right path, though.
It kept me on the right path, but it also wasn't creating a really good relationship with my surroundings. It was not really creating a good relationship with Brooklyn for me. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really experience Brooklyn until, like, I left, went to, like, school in the suburbs and was like, man, this is totally different.
Yes.
Wasn't able to really see myself, and then came back to, like, Brooklyn and was like, oh, wow, this is Brooklyn. I've grown as a result of all these different experiences and actually entering so many different spaces and continuing to enter different spaces, especially as my life changed.
All right, we got more with Winston Duke. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Look, in this world that I like more than culture. All I really want to see is the money. I don't really need a D, I need the money. All I bad need is a KC. Money.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club from the movie Us in the building right now. Winston Duke, Charlamagne.
Have you forgiven the guy that robbed you?
Empathy has been, like, my biggest tool through life. So I keep looking at people with lenses of just empathy. I forgave those dudes a long time ago.
Ooh.
I forgave those guys a long time ago because the more I learned, I was like, they're coming from spaces of not a lot of opportunities. I understand the systems around them. I understand the systems around New York, urban and inner city New York, and black men and black people, and you're like, I just was at the wrong place at the wrong time with people who were going through shit.
So, you know, that's interesting you talk about empathy, because when I see the movie Us, right, one of the things I got from it was everybody looks alike, because you should always see yourself in other people. That way you'll be able to empathize with them a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So you always had a certain view of the poor and disenfranchised, I'm sure. You always felt empathy for them.
I come from a place where everything's in development. You know what I mean? I've seen where I'm from, Tobago, it's 60,000 people. So really, really rich people live near really, 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 I mean, just poor people.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got to see a lot. I got to see a lot of life, but I also got to see mixing. I got to see carnival where, like, it don't matter how rich you are, you're still winding up in the street. You eat the same food. So I got to see a lot of people, and I got to see them in process. And then the really beautiful thing about small countries is that they're really a microcosm for larger countries because everything is on the surface. Mm-hmm. You get to see it immediately. If there's corruption, it's like Uncle Joe is corrupt. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of that's your cousin. You know what I mean? And you get to really see it happening and understand how it functions. And then you come to a place like this where the function is a little bit further away, but because your experience with it in the past, you could see it a lot faster.
So you've seen both sides?
I've seen both sides.
Like Lupita's character in the movie.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing, you know, that was the thing of viewing Gabe. I saw Gabe as so privileged as coming from and existing within so much privilege that it becomes blinding for him. He's unable to understand real danger unless it manifests in, to some degree, a white way of seeing danger, which is a threat to property. I always saw him different to than his doppelganger in the way that Gabe is a husband while the doppelganger is a partner. The doppelganger doesn't have a lot of privilege. He can't even see, really, which forces him to develop different senses. He's a partner. He's there to service and serve a function for his partner, Red. He's there to make sure the mission works, make sure she's not interrupted, and he's really tuned into her. While we were shooting, I found it really hard during those days as the Red family to be away from Lupita because of just how attached my character was to her.
So what was the process like? How did you guys film both sides since you're fighting yourself, basically?
It was very practical. So we would shoot one side on one day and we'd have doubles where we're talking to the doubles and Jordan Peele would do our lines on the other side. So he'd make sure if the lines are coming earlier in the scene, we'd shoot maybe the Red family first, have the lines really come out, and we play that side fully committing to everything. And then when we're the Wilson taking that in while they're talking to us, he would reenact everything we did, like mimicking us in every way, like really giving us something to play to.
Do you ever act as the wrong version of the character during film?
Nah, they're just so different that you really can't. Yeah. Like if Gabe shows up any kind of AB, it's real. It changes his function. Gabe plays the archetype of the clown, right? Which is just a classical archetype. That allows you to be funny, to be inside the action, but not really defined by it, so you could still make commentary. You have a lighter buoyancy pace. It's one of a lot of privilege and fun, but fun in within a circumstance of extremis is a privilege. You know, he also gets to speak truth to power in a way, because he's the only one, classically, that function is to be honest to the king. Right? Only the clown, through comedy and jokes, can be honest to the power. So he gets to do that. He gets to have a lot of heart and a lot of love. You know what I mean? So that's really the function of Gabe in the script as a character. So leaning into that function is big. And then his counterpart is functionally like the general. You know what I mean? Really strict, tight, literally functional, actually. It's to get things done.
Who would you like playing more?
I liked them both equally because I approached both of them with a lot of empathy. So I didn't judge either of them, which allowed me to get into both of them in a way where I felt I wasn't playing a bad guy on either side. And that's the other thing was I didn't see either of them as bad guys or good guys. They both had issues, but were both created by their landscape. Gabe is a product of privilege. Abraham is a product of no proximity to privilege and what that does to the body.
It makes you
what
want,
evolves.
Yeah, it makes you want to revolt.
Makes you want to revolt.
Yeah.
But develop different senses for survival that are strengths, that are powerful. You know, I always thought it was equally as horrific for both of these characters to see each other. They both have point of view. I never saw them as good or bad. It was just two individuals.
Yeah, I mean, especially like when you, like, did you know about the Hands Across America movement before the movie? I didn't. So when I Googled that, I was like, oh, now I really understand. So I looked at that family different. I'm like, all these people were just revolting.
Exactly.
And that's what's going to happen. If America doesn't start taking care of its poor and disenfranchised and its oppressed and marginalized, eventually they're going to rise up against the system.
I feel like, but that's the conversation. I don't think the movie says that's what's going to happen. but it's a what if.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if the real thing were to happen, the thing that isn't abandoned the day after it's done? Mm. It represented so many things for me, which got me excited because I said, I want to be a part of this conversation.
Yeah.
You know, Get Out had a particular conversation, and it allowed me to see myself in a genre I never really saw myself represented before. It allowed me to understand and redefine some words that come to me and I never thought of it, like gentrification. I felt Get Out was a big story about gentrification, right? But gentrification enacted through human bodies. And I didn't always put together how actually violent, I didn't use the word violent when associated with gentrification.
Why do you think it's violent?
Because it's an erasure. It's erasure of people. It's erasure of culture. It's erasure. It's essentially making people refugees to some degree from the only place they know. There's a violence to that. It's emotional, psychological. It does a lot of things. And I never thought about that until I thought of it as literally entering your body, right? Taking your body. Mm. But there's a lot of bodies that we exist in all over the place.
All right, we got more with Winston Duke when we come back. Of course, he's from the movie Us, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club from the movie Us, the number one movie in the country. We have Winston Duke in the building. Charlamagne?
I thought it was ill that it was a black woman was the only person that was able to communicate the pain. Mm-hmm. But even when she did speak, you could barely hear her. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was some dope symbolism.
Also, I found it the entire time really refreshing to see two people who were also just created by the landscapes. They weren't good or bad just because we saw them being good. I don't want to spoil the experience for anyone, but it really begs you to question who's the hero and who's really the villain.
Yeah.
Right? And
both of them just wanted better.
Right. Exactly. And how their spaces created them, right? Their spaces made them who they are. And that's not something that you see very often of blackness in cinema. And these stories really bring black psychology into the conversation and it puts it on the table. Like, you know, Get Out did that and really interrogated just in naming something. Jordan Peele's a genius for this. He names it the sunken place.
Yeah, the sunken place.
The sunken place has also become this culturally accepted word where like as so-and-so in the sunken place.
I think Us is going to do that too, though. When I saw it, I was like, okay, this is an acronym for United States. And I heard him say that yesterday, but I had caught that prior. Mm-hmm. And I still like the example of people looking like each other and you should see yourself in other people.
If you see yourself in other people,
you're going to have empathy.
Also, it's about the constructs you attach yourself to. You could be Black Lives Matter. You could be all these things. You could be LGBTQ. You could be everything, right? But if you have bought into a problematic system, right, you've bought into it and you help it and you support it and you live by it to some degree, you're also taking on the sins of that thing.
That's why we all get mad at police. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But all of us.
Yeah.
You and your phone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? People lose arms, legs, and things like that. Just get the pieces and minerals for your phone. What if all those people showed up at your doors like,
yikes,
I want my shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I got donkey of the day.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me. Yeah. I'm helping.
That's like, I'm sorry to bother you when all the horses show up at
your door. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, no matter how much you think you're helping, if you're really a part of the problem, you're a part of the problem.
Right.
And it actually indicts.
You can donate money if you're still part of the problem. It doesn't
erase. Save you from consequence. The day of judgment, right?
Yeah,
it was the day of judgment.
Jeremiah 11:11.
Yeah. And it was like, no matter what. And it actually, I found it powerful because it indicted us all. I saw it and I was like, oh man, this man who went to Howard, right? He's connected to blackness. He's connected to community. That's communicated in, you know, on his chest. You know, say it with your chest, like he's doing it. And he still has to fight the fight to survive and survive this encounter. Mm. They're not giving him a pass because historically you've been oppressed too. Mm-hmm. You know?
How much of a blessing is this movie for you? Because I was told that ever since M'Baku, it's been hard for you to get roles. People can't see you outside of M'Baku.
Yeah, it wasn't that people aren't seeing me outside of M'Baku. It was just, I was reading a lot of this similar things, a couple things came by that felt interesting but didn't have the social footprint that I would want in my work, especially early in my career right now. I want to be in conversation with things. I want to be in conversation with culture. I want to be in conversation with people. I want to be in conversation with who I am. And the work that was available wasn't doing that. And then this just came, and it just, on a in a basic way, outside of all the other conversations, the what if of it all attracted me so much.
Was Lupita already attached to it?
Lupita was already attached to it.
I'm sure that helped too.
That helped a lot.
I'm sure in this era, you're going to get a lot of backlash for the role of Gabe. So what would you say to people who say, oh, portraying a black man is weak?
I think I'm portraying a particular black man. I'm portraying an individual. Gabe abides by a lot of respectability politics.
He seemed like a great husband.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that he wasn't the best at fighting.
Well, yeah, he's stumbling. He didn't even. He can't fight.
I'm looking at you. You asked me, and I
fight. Other than
you.
That,
he can't fight. He can't fight. You know, anytime somebody stuttered on the question, can you fight? Well, I'm a.
I can run. I can stand.
What I'm saying, what you say?
I could scrap.
You 6'9". I'm like, huh? You?
No. It's.
I mean, look.
But that's the thing. He's a man, but he's a particular man influenced by a lot of different things around him. He's a attached himself to a lot of different privileges and things like that, and he's a specific individual.
Right.
Not a stereotype. And I think a lot of people know more black men like this, and he's not a bad black man.
Absolutely.
He's a father. He is present.
And
he's
never been in a situation like that before.
You know what I mean?
People always talk about what they would do. I'll do this until you get in that situation.
If you're not a fighter and have to fight every day, I don't care what you say. I'm not going to go fight a UFC dude. That's not my job.
Right. I check ears all the time.
Exactly. Oh, you got
cauliflower? Oh, man.
You see how much strength that they had? There was nothing he could really do about it.
Exactly. But that's the whole thing, is that we have perceptions of masculinity.
Yes.
And masculinity just always trumps logic.
Yes.
You know? We have ideas of what a black man should be. Every black man needs to know how to fight. Why?
Right.
For what? What have I
he
been
actually... He did his
actually...
best.
He did what he could do. He rose to the occasion, and they had to survive the encounter. I think it really gives people freedom to kind of be who they are. And be in the skin that they're in. You know what I mean? If there's any backlash, I gladly welcome the conversation. And that's actually why I did it. Absolutely. Because I'm a big guy, and this size and color has made it like that. It's a danger for me not to be overly articulate. Mm. You know what I mean? If I wasn't overly articulate, I could be shot in the streets. But nothing. If I'm just this passionate, usually in front of a lot of people, they're like, whoa, calm down.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing with
you. You do the Jabari chant around cops, you're getting shot.
You're getting shot.
Yeah.
So being overly... I'm going to shoot him.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Relax.
But it's like, that's the whole thing. I love being in conversation, and I think I'm prepared for conversation. So anybody who want to pull up.
That's right.
Hey, man, Winston Duke, we appreciate you. I love us personally. I love the conversations that it is going to start. And, yo, it's a pleasure to watch you.
Congratulations. You so excellent much. Movie. I know everybody's going to see it, and it's going to exceed what they thought the expectations was going to be in the first place. And I know you have a lot more coming up, so we can't wait
Thank
to see you,
you. Thank you. Thank
in the future as well.
Winston Duke, it's The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Wendy Williams.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Rumor has it.
On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, according to reports, Kevin Hunter's mistress, Sharina Hudson, has, they're saying, given birth and had a baby girl. Now, his name, Kevin's name, is not on that birth certificate. He used a different name while he was at the hospital. And they're saying that Sharina and Kevin paid cash, allegedly, for those hospital proceedings as well.
How did they get all this information?
Hey, where'd that come from?
I thought that was against the law to give all that information out.
What site you saw that on?
The Shade Room.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Listen,
so.
I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is, I don't understand how Wendy Williams can continue to get on TV every day and lie to people. Okay, for years she's gotten on TV and radio and told women to leave for less, and now we're sitting back watching her get emotionally abused and she's saying nothing. If this is
well,
true,
maybe she's finding out.
Maybe if this is true, there's no way you can fake your way through this week. And I just want to reiterate, Kevin Hunt is a sucker, and he's been a sucker. Okay, he's been a sucker for Sharina Hudson, aka Nikki, for a long time. Do you know that's the reason I don't deal with the Hunters anymore?
Why?
Like, because of Sharina?
Yeah, the reason I don't.
You introduced them.
Listen though, the reason I don't deal with Kevin and Wendy anymore is because Kevin thought that I was trying to hook Sharina up with Wax back in 2009. Mind you, she liked Wax, so I had nothing to do with that. But he thought I was trying to hook Sharina up with Wax,
and he was married at this time to Wendy.
Of course, and that's why he stopped dealing with me. So I don't know what he told Wendy. That's why I never really be mad at Wendy. I don't know what he told Wendy because it's not like he said to her, hey, Charlamagne tried to hook my side chick up with his homeboy.
Well, you never reached out to Wendy and was like, I don't know what's wrong between us.
And Wendy ain't got no phone and no email.
She doesn't have a phone? That sounds crazy.
She ain't no phone.
How did she get her information for her show?
How did she call?
She got a staff, I'm assuming.
How did she call home?
I have no idea. No. She might be screaming out for help right now, and we have no idea. Who can she reach out to?
And she doesn't have a phone. And how does she tweet and everything and post her Instagram?
You really think that's her?
Yeah.
Stop it, Angelique. Drink some juice.
All right.
Drink some juice.
I'd rather have this tea. All right. Now, Christian Combs, he's going to be on with Angie Martinez this morning, and he did open up about his mother, and I love what he had to say.
One thing I never really told anybody, like, right when I found out the news, like, I was shocked. Like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, yo. Like,
how could you?
My whole world stopped. And, like, I was real down. And as soon as I got in the car, my song Love You Better came on the radio. And I'm like, yo, like, nah, like, I know that's her talking to me, like, making sure I know everything's okay. So that just made me feel like it's still faith and that, you know, I just got to keep pushing.
Yeah.
And that it's time.
Dropping the clues, Miles, with Christian Combs.
That's a
man.
Beautiful story. His mother's his guardian angel now.
I wouldn't wish that on nobody, especially a young man. No.
But I love how he's able to process it and say, okay, that was a sign.
I love his hair. Let me tell you something. For all you dudes out there that's buying these toupees and buying wigs, if y'all going to buy a wig, make sure it look like Christian Combs' hair.
His hair looks just like his daddy's hair.
No, he don't.
That was Diddy's hair back in the day.
Very well moisturized.
Christian got waves like he's been in jail for the past 16 years, just brushing and do-rag.
Well, okay. Another person who has opened up about another traumatic situation, Megan Thee Stallion. Now, her mother also passed away, her mother, Holly. Holly's actually been up here before, and she was on lip service when Megan Thee Stallion came. She's always with her. That's why I'm sure this was really devastating. So our prayers are with you too as well, Megan Thee Stallion. Now, she posted, we were together every day. Holly was my biggest cheerleader and toughest critic. She taught me enough for two lifetimes, and if you were blessed to meet her, she taught you something too. My mama is still my rock, and she posted this video.
My mom was a rapper. Ever since I could remember, she would have me in the waiting room in the studio, but I'm like at the door like listening like, okay, yeah, that's what you said.
I am not signing for less than a mil. If you don't like it, then how you feel?
I hear that.
That feel fell off.
It was one part I didn't like.
That feel is how you feel.
Man.
Her mom was popping, okay? So rest in peace and my condolences to Megan Thee Stallion. And she posted, not that I owe strangers an explanation. People on the internet be sick AF. My mother had a brain tumor that was cancerous for a while now because then people were trying to do all these Illuminati rumors.
Oh, God, I knew they was going to do that stupid stuff, saying she sacrificed her mom for a popping career.
Right. So
Lord have mercy.
She had to respond to that. It's a shame that she's going through this. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Meg Thee Stallion, you got to ignore that. Stay focused. You're going to be fine out here because every single niece I got, every young girl around me loves Meg Thee Stallion.
They go, she's popping.
She's definitely popping. All right, well, who you giving that donkey to?
Oh, man, we need Mark Gomez to come to the front of the congregation. We like to have a word with him. He's the old school New Yorker who's not so old. I thought he was an old school.
He's 36.
I thought he was old school. He looked like an extra in the cream video. But he's not.
He did.
He's only 36.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be? On April 5th, just say the word Shazam, and you'll find out. Shazam is the ultimate wish fulfillment movie about a kid named Billy Batson who transforms into a superhero with just one word, Shazam, in theaters April 5th.
This gonna be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
Absolutely. I have become Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
You're a donkey. Donkey of the Day for Monday, March 25th, goes to a 36-year-old man from Yonkers, New York, named Mark Gomez. Y-O! Now, Mark is aging terribly, ladies and gentlemen. If you would have told me this man was 36 years old, I would have lost that bet because this man looks every bit of 53. I know you can't really tell people's ages anymore, but this guy definitely looks like he would have had on denim jeans, shorts, and Timberlands at a 4th of July cookout, okay? Complaining about every song that plays because it's all hip-hop from the last 4 years. But when the playlist jumps to an older classic like Nothing But the Benjamins, he loses it. By the way, I am very disappointed seeing someone from Yonkers age this terribly, especially after seeing how the Lox and Mary J. Blige are aging incredibly, dropping the clues bombs for all of their skin. All right? Amazing it is. Mark Gomez needs to drink some green juice or something, but his diet is about to be trash, and he's going to be doing a lot of calisthenics where he's going, hopefully, because if we are all lucky, Mark Gomez will be going to jail for a nice little period of time, because over the weekend, a video went viral of a man who was filmed kicking a 78-year-old woman repeatedly on the subway in New York. Let's go to ABC 7 for the report, please.
The suspect is in custody after a woman was brutally attacked on a subway train in the Bronx. 36-year-old Mark Gomez.
Police accuse him of repeatedly kicking a 78-year-old woman earlier this month on a number 2 train.
Police say a community tip is what helped them break this case, and he's charged with assault. As far as that victim, she suffered cuts and bruises, but she's expected to be okay.
Every time I see this video and hear that this man is 36, I gotta drink some water. Mm. Hold on. Mm. Please, drink more water, people. Now, I don't even want to give situations like this any shine, but let's listen to how this went down on the train.
Really? So people are just...
World star that, man. World star that.
So disgusting.
After this woman got attacked, she appeared to wipe away tears as she sat in the corner, and a bunch of cowards just sat there filming her instead of helping her. Now, I am a father, a husband, brother, uncle, homeboy, the black women. There's no way in hell I'm going to sit around and watch a grown man do this to any woman, especially a black woman, especially an elder. Okay, Mark Gomez, I don't know what kind of life you plan to lead after doing something like this, but you need to burn some sacred plants, get you some sage, some crystals, pray, get baptized, get an exorcism. You're going to have to do everything short of switching bodies with your doppelganger that's living underground to get this off you. Okay, to find out that you have a daughter. That's I think that's what I read. He has a daughter, an 11-year-old daughter. How would you react if someone jumped on your little girl like this? How would you react if someone jumped on your mom like this? See, this is what I enjoyed about the movie Us. Now, we all know this was a movie about classism, but what I loved about the movie was the fact that they all looked alike, because it made you realize you should always see yourself in other people, okay? If we could truly see ourselves in other people, then we would treat each other differently, okay? You should have looked at that woman like she was your mother, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, any woman in your life that you love, you should have saw her in that woman. If you could truly do that, there's no way in hell you would put hands on her the way that you did. Also, all you cowards, right, who sit around filming stuff like that instead of intervening, you know what would really get your social media lit? You know what would really garner likes, retweets, and comments? You really want to go viral? You know what I'm saying? You want to have some real content for your little social media platforms? Be the person who jumps in and whips dudes like Mark's ass, okay? You would become a hero, an online sensation. You will get interviews. People will probably send you free stuff. Celebrities will repost you, applaud you. Y'all keep missing your moments, not intervening and jumping on people like Mark Gomez's ass, because what Mark did to that 78-year-old woman, he would do to any woman in your family that you love. So why are you sitting there just recording him and rewarding him with the oohs and the ahs? All right, there is nothing that old woman could have said to you, Mark, that made you feel threatened or warranted that kind of threat. All right, or warranted that kind of attack, rather. Whatever karma comes your way, I pray we get to witness it on World Star, because this video is absolutely deserving of a World Star video for you. And since you look like an extra from Cream video, I really pray that you get hit with one of those Wu-Tang torture tactics, starting but not limited to someone heating up a hanger and sticking it in your ass slow like.
Oh, Lord.
It's always asses with you, bro.
Please let Remy Ma give Mark Gomez the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
And please don't affiliate him with Wu-Tang at all. He would never be around Wu-Tang or an extra in the video, because they would never do anything like that.
No, they would never do anything like that. But he definitely looked like he would have been on the train in the Bring the Pain video.
Put him with a different crew.
No, he looked like he'd have been on the train in the Bring the Pain video.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Definitely looked like an extra from the Cream video. All right. Come on now.
I did.
Yes, absolutely.
I did. All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Have you seen this video? The video was everywhere. Man kicked a 70-year-old woman. 78-year-old woman in the face.
She earned it.
A couple of times. Kicked her a couple of times. If you were on that train, would you have stopped him? Would you have intervened?
I just don't understand the cowardly act of, like, pulling out your phone and recording
it. I would not be filming
it. Why does your brain work in that way?
I don't know. I've been seeing it a lot. Like, the girl that got knocked out on spring break, she got knocked out, and instead of somebody trying to pick her up,
everybody's with cameras, everybody's crowding
around. Running over her, yeah, filming it. It's like, I don't get it.
When the truth to the matter is, as I just told y'all, if y'all really want to get lit, y'all really want to get popping, y'all really want to get attention on your social media, be the person that intervenes.
That bartender that beat up the black woman. And punched him like 6-7 times and threw her phone and somebody took that.
Isn't it also a crime to film somebody doing something wrong and you just filming it, like the Good Samaritan law?
I don't know.
Is that, or is that just on Seinfeld?
I don't know. But what would you do?
Is that just on Seinfeld?
800.
You did an episode of Seinfeld.
585-1051. What would you do if you were on that train that day? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, giggles over there. Gave Donkey of the Day to who?
Mark Gomez. Mark Gomez is the 36-year-old coward who looks like an extra from the Cream video who beat up this 78-year-old woman on the train here in New York. He's from Yonkers, too, by the way, man.
Right. And Charlamagne wants to put what in his butt?
I'm not used to cowards from Yonkers. Yonkers guys and gals are very, very thorough. I'm not used to them. You know what I'm saying? I'm used to the Lox and Mary J. Blige.
DMX.
DMX. My man Trev Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm used to those type of guys from YO.
Okay. So we're asking 800-585-1051. If you were on that train, would you help? Would you intervene? Now, Yee, what would you do?
Man, I don't know if I could have done much.
You could call the cops.
I can't imagine that I would. I definitely, A, wouldn't have filmed it. And I would have been screaming to do something. Now, I can't say as a woman how I would feel if I could beat him up or anything.
No,
but I would definitely have been standing up screaming and urging people to do something and not filming.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't expect... I'm more disappointed in the men on the train.
Yeah, because it was a dude taping.
Than the women, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't expect a woman to intervene, but I do know some thorough women that would have. Mm-hmm. But I'm more upset about the men who sat by and watched somebody who could be their grandmother, could be their mother, their great-grandmother, you know, black men who got daughters, black men who got wives, who got girls.
Grandmothers,
yo,
all that.
It comes a point in time where if we don't discipline each other, then we're going to leave it to the system to discipline us. And by the way, Mark deserved to be disciplined by the system. But in that moment, he deserved to get his ass kicked.
By the streets.
By the streets.
Right. And I'm with you. There's no way I could sit there and watch that. I don't think my son could sit there who's 15 and watch that. My father couldn't sit there and watch that. I don't know any man that I'm friends with or that I know could sit there and watch a 78-year-old woman get kicked in the face numerous times and just tape it.
Well, I'd be one of those people standing there screaming, get off of her, get off of her, somebody do something.
Yeah, and what's crazy to me is all you people that was filming this guy,
right?
You really want to go viral? Be the person that intervenes. Be the person that jumps in and beats Mark up. Because what Mark was doing to this old lady, I guarantee you, overnight, you become an internet celebrity.
Right.
Because that's what you want, right? You're doing this for retweets and you're doing this for likes. So you might as well be the person that intervenes and really get it popping.
Absolutely. Felicia, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, if you was on that train, what would you do?
Okay, so I'm 5'3", and I'm a woman, but I feel like I would have to try to step in and help her some kind of way or do something.
At least block her, right? At least, like, block him from her or something.
Exactly, or push him off or something.
Yell at the other guys to go help. You know, stop taping it up.
Bum ass.
Exactly. Or I probably would have got mad at them, too, for just standing around. I might attack one of them.
Right. Thank you, Mama.
All right, thank you.
Tia.
What's up?
Tia, what would you do if you was on that train, Tia?
We'd have to scrap straight up.
Like, oh, you from Philly. I can hear it in your voice.
Oh, no, I'm from New Orleans. Oh,
I'm sorry.
You always wrong. Anyway.
That is true.
Damn.
That is true, baby. He's always wrong.
Straight up.
You right, Tia.
Like, that's somebody's grandma. That's somebody's mama. That's somebody's auntie. Like, nah, we'd have to fight.
Mm-hmm. The fact that it's only women calling up here is telling me everything I know about this everything I need to know about this era, man.
It's not this era, man. It's just a couple of dumbasses.
No, man. We see this all the time. We see a bunch of guys always standing around when women are being assaulted. Always. This ain't the first video we've seen like this.
It doesn't. Well, people are taping now because now they have phones and tape. But back in our day, there were still people that did the same thing. Remember, Yee told us a story about her friend getting jumped and Yee wouldn't leave the stoop because her mom said,
"Yeah, but that's
stoop.
A woman getting jumped by other women and Yee."
And I was in second grade.
Yes,
I was allowed
about
to leave the gate.
A man beating up on a woman. When it's a man beating up on a woman and a man are just
grade.
Standing around and other men are standing around not intervening, something's wrong.
Randy.
Yeah.
Is it Brandy or Randy?
It's Randy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Randy. All right, what would you do, Randy, if you was on that train?
Okay, definitely. Everybody has older parents, and I'm a female. I would have rushed through, seriously, because I wouldn't been able to take it looking at it. However, I just want to make sure, like, I want to tell Charlamagne, sometimes these people that are recording, they're not recording for the oohs and ahs and the entertainment of it. You know, everybody's seen these scary videos where these people are on these super drugs. And so they're thinking in their head, maybe, okay, let me record so I can turn it into police. Obviously, it got turned into the police because the guy got apprehended.
They were yelling, ooh,
it didn't get turned into the police. It got posted to social media.
Yeah, it got posted to social media.
The oohs and ahs. Yeah, I'm not here for the posting to the social media and the oohs and ahs. I'm not here for that. But I'm just saying, like, whoever turned it into the police, obviously, that was their goal. Mm-hmm. I'm oohs and ahs. I'm like... the Black Mirror episode, okay? That should be your punishment. You remember that Black Mirror episode where the young lady, she, like, you know, filmed the abuse of a child, and so that was her punishment, like, for the rest of her life. She got filmed. They turned her into, like,
I do remember that episode.
Yeah, exactly. So I think for those people, that should be their punishment. like something should happen to you, and then everybody come and film and see how you like that.
Wow.
You know, because that was horrible. Like, it's horrible to post it on your social media. It's disgusting, actually. You know?
They should be ashamed of themselves.
My mom is 70, so I can't even imagine someone kicking her. I'm trying to take your life.
I'm with you.
Let me do it, because I'm from Houston, so let me do it in New York. I'm trying to stop your ears together. Real talk.
Well, damn.
Jesus,
okay.
Couldn't stomp gracious. Your ears together. I mean, I'm going to crush your skull.
Goodness gracious.
FYI, it's nothing but women calling up here. I just want y'all to know that.
All right. 800-585-1051. What would you do if you were on the train? We're talking about the video of the man kicking the 78-year-old woman in the face. What would you do if you were there? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about that video that was circulating over the weekend about the 38-year-old man.
36.
36 or 38? How old is he?
36.
Oh, 30. He's only 36?
36 like the Chambers, and he looks like an extra from the Cream video.
Goodness gracious. The 36-year-old man that kicked the 78-year-old woman in the face. If you were on that train, what would you do? There's no way I can live with myself and get off that train knowing that that man kicked that woman so many times. I could live
not.
With myself.
Absolutely not. What's the point of carrying a knife with you if you're not going to poke somebody when they need to get poked?
And imagine being one of those people in there filming and screaming, ooh, ah, and not doing anything.
What's whack.
You got a knife with you?
Listen, I encourage everybody to keep a little something on them. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, New York is not a place where you can walk around with guns.
No.
You know, in other places that listen to us, it's an open carry states, like in Georgia. I think North Carolina as well.
North Carolina.
There's other places where you can carry guns. You can't do that in New York. You know what I'm saying? So in New York, you got to keep a little something on you. And what's the point of having a little something on you? Some mace, some brass knuckles, some knife, if you're not going to use it for times like that.
Eddie!
I used to pray for times like this, to stab like this.
What would you do if you were on that train, Eddie?
I would have beat him. I would have beat him so bad. I'm waiting on something like this to happen in front of me. Somebody hitting an old woman or a black lady, I'm just waiting. It never happens in front of people like me.
That's a freebie, right?
There you go.
What you say?
I said, that's a freebie.
He better get mad at you. Yeah, he said, what you say?
Yeah, that's a freebie. Yeah.
What you say? He was ready to beat your ass.
So what you say? You want this?
Go to jail. I would happily go to jail for something like that.
We bail you out,
me
Eddie.
Me too. Nah, for real.
We'll bail you out, bro.
Absolutely. Happily go to jail. That's exactly how I feel. Happily go to jail for that.
Zach.
Yes.
Hey, what would you have done if you were on that train, Zach?
Man, I would have blocked like the punches and everything, trying to protect the older lady. Cause you know you gotta respect your elders when it comes down to the end of the day.
I mean, and you gotta put some hands on Mark too.
Oh yeah, for sure. But like, he gotta hit me first. I ain't going to jail.
Nah, I feel you.
Nah, it doesn't matter at that point. If he hit that old woman, it doesn't even matter. And that's part of the thing. You know, the guys that were filming, what were you filming for? Because you didn't turn it into the police. You put it on social media.
They wanted the likes. They wanted the retweets. They wanted to get their social media popping. They're like, oh, shoot, look what I got. You know why? Because we reward those kind of videos by reposting them all the time. But my thing is this. Won't you be the guy that intervenes and then you really become the hero? Stop missing your moment.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
My name is Kristen.
Hey, Kristen, what would you do if you were in that situation?
I was actually in a similar situation. I live in Staten Island, and I was on the train a long time ago, and there was a man at the other end of the platform, and he appeared to be handicapped, and there was a bunch of people, like, picking on him and pushing him. And I went down there, and I said something, and a few other people that, strangers, you know, they came over, and they were like, hey, man, you know, that's not cool. Leave him alone. And it turned out that the kid was playing around like he wasn't handicapped, and then we told them they should really kick his ass, but like,
what? <It's always> like, this just went left. I didn't anticipate this ending.
It just goes to show, like, if you step up and say something, like, there are other good people that'll join you, you know? And
nah, you're right. And I would like to say, if that guy was mentally handicapped for real, take it from me, a man who's been attacked by three mentally handicapped people, they can handle themselves. All right? They can absolutely handle
You know, I got into my first altercation at Hampton University because at the time, these football players were picking on this dude from Harlem. And I was walking back to my dorm, and I jumped in to help.
I already don't believe this story.
No, I'm teaching
you. Come on, Yee. I don't believe this.
I don't believe this.
I jumped in to help. This was in front of my dorm. I jumped in to help.
In front of your doll?
In my dorm.
Oh.
Dorm.
Why'd you have a doll?
I said, my dorm.
And why did you feel the need to prove yourself to your doll?
No.
You jumped in to help.
No, they were picking on this kid from Harlem, and I jumped in to help. It was no fight.
Was
he
your friend, or you just
I didn't know him. They were just picking on him, and I felt bad.
How'd you know he was from Harlem?
Because you know where everybody's from.
Why
when
did you
go to school.
You from Queens.
Doesn't matter. They were just picking on him, and I was like, you could tell the dude wasn't about that life. He wasn't a fighter. rider. He was just sitting there with his head down, and I jumped in and helped him.
So you saying you bought that life? You saying
you fight, or did you just be like, get off of him, leave him alone?
As I was saying, I helped him out. I jumped in between. I squashed the situation, and then what wound up happening is I
had beef. A big fart.
I had problems with the football team because he just kind of
it was the whole football team now. So you fought the whole football team?
I didn't say I fought the whole football team. I said there was an altercation. I jumped in between, and after that, the whole football team hated me.
After you pulled your hammer on the whole football team,
I didn't have a hammer.
Did somebody turn to you and say, you got the juice now?
I didn't have a gun or a hammer. But that's when my New York family that was in school with me, shout to Ray J, shout to Lil Sean, shout to Mel, shout to Eddie.
Wait, hold on. You went to school with Ray J?
Ray J saved your life?
This story's getting crazier and crazier.
Drop on a clip bomb for Brandy's brother, goddamn.
Ray J went to school with me.
I know you and Ray J was cool like that. He went to Hampton.
So listen, did you make your DJ competition after Pac fell off the roof? And you didn't, what happened? Huh?
But just to say that, if you see people,
wrote a song
if you
about
see people
you.
In trouble, you have to help, right?
I want to be down.
You know what? I don't
nobody
like
believes this story.
That's why I don't like you guys. See, that's why I don't like you.
This guy just told us he punked the whole Hampton football team.
I didn't say I punked the whole football team. I said they were punking the kids because they told them to help.
And then somehow Ray J showed up. Ray J had one wish. I wish Effie was here.
Ray J had one wish to be saved by Emmy. Oh, my God.
This story is incredible.
Hey, that story is a great segue in the rumor report. Okay.
Wow. Emmy saved Ray J's life. Woo. Learned about what happened in college.
I didn't say
when Emmy beat up the whole football team.
You know what? I'm not telling y'all nothing anymore. I'm not telling y'all my story.
Well, keep your lies to yourself next time.
I'm not lying, man. They were punking this kid, and I helped him. Okay. That's it.
All right.
You know okay, what? Superman.
Okay.
All right. Sure. We got rumors on the way, you asses.
That was it.
All right, keep it locked. Rumors on the way. I'm going home, man. I don't have to take this. I'm going home. It's the Breakfast Club.
We need you
morning.
To protect us.
The Breakfast Club.
Hello.
Hi. Morning, everybody. It's
good
DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I just want to tell you, a lot of people said they believe my story.
Nobody believes your story.
You're lying again.
Everybody believes my
story. Nobody believes your story. First of all, you're much older than Ray J, at least by 10 years. Why would Ray J be in college with you, helping you fight off Hampton football?
First of all, I wasn't talking about that, Ray J. Second of all, I'm not 10 years older than Ray J. Third of all, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Big Sean. It's his birthday, too.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, yes, happy birthday to Big Sean. And it's also Aretha Franklin's. It would have been her birthday as well today, too. So shout out to the D.
And Juvenile, too, right? Today's
yes,
Juvenile's birthday.
Yes, Juvenile's birthday is today as well. So happy birthday. Nice date for everyone. All right, now, Big Sean, he's been talking about some difficult periods that he had around his 30th birthday last year. And he said that he did need some help. Now, he said he wasn't feeling like himself.
You know, around this time last year, around my birthday, you know, it was good for me, but it was wild for me, too, because I felt like something wasn't all the way connecting with my energy. And I wasn't feeling like myself and I couldn't figure out why. What I did was I stepped back from everything I was doing, everything I had going on, because I just felt lost. And I've been meditating since I was 17 years old. That helps with like anxiety, depression, all them things that I felt in my life, but it wasn't doing it all the way for this. So I knew that this required some special attention.
Now he goes on to say that he actually did end up going to therapy.
So what I did was I started therapy. You know what I'm saying? I needed clarity and clarity about who was around me, what I was doing. You know, even the music, which is like my happiness, my joy, that was always an escape for me, was starting to feel like a burden. Even the relationship with my mom was like getting to a point where we wasn't talking like that. I realized that it all started with me and I had to analyze myself. I couldn't point the finger. You know, I started doing things by myself or just doing things I never thought I'd do, like going skydiving. And in the midst of that, I definitely rediscovered myself.
Therapy is amazing. I mean, you got to take those mental health breaks. I mean, I deal with anxiety, depression, mood swings, all that. And the only thing that corrects that is unplugging. Also, what Sean is saying is very important. Like, we look for validation from everyone except ourselves. And sometimes you got to disconnect from all the extra opinions and focus on who and what matters.
Well, fortunately, he is feeling better now.
Then I started getting back to making the music and it started being fun again. And I'm making the best music of my life. You know what I'm saying? I started nurturing those relationships that were important to me and putting that time into that unconditional love. You know, that conditional love is cool. That money, that instant gratification, but your foundation, what you stand on when everything else goes, is that unconditional love.
That's right. Focus on who and what matters. Stop looking for validation from all of these people who don't even goddamn matter at the end of the day.
Happy birthday to Big Sean.
Yeah, happy birthday to Big
Now,
Sean.
Now, Dr. Dre posted about his daughter getting accepted into USC. He said, all on her own, no jail time.
Dope.
And it's a picture of him and his daughter with an admissions packet, and it said a hashtag, I got into USC sticker on there. Well, people started going in, and he eventually did take this post down, and that's because he did donate, along with Jimmy Iovine, $70 million to USC back in 2013. And that was to create the Jimmy Iovine and Andre Young Academy for Arts, Technology, and the Business of Innovation. It's a four-year program for undergrads at that school.
It amazes me how rich older people with experience can be so stupid. Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre have a whole Academy of the Arts at
whole
USC.
School.
You didn't think she was going to get in?
They have their whole Academy of the Arts for Technology in the Business of Innovation. They pledged $70 million to USC. Like, Dre, knock it off. Like, what was the point of that
He
post?
Forgot.
As if y'all don't have a whole academy named after y'all at USC. Of course they're going to let your daughter
and
in.
And R. Kelly, he was supposedly trying to get permission to go to Dubai to make some money, but according to Dubai's media office, they said that there has been no request for a performance by R. Kelly, and there's not any venues that have been booked either. They said he also has not been invited by the Dubai royal family for a performance, like he stated. Well, according to R. Kelly's people, that's because they have a contract with a legitimate promoter who wants to make sure that R. Kelly can make himself available, so that's why they might not have anything booked yet, because before they invest in promoting, they want to make sure. I'm sure that shut it down. And Pharrell, his new Chanel collection is on the way. I don't know if you guys saw him posting about it. Hashtag Chanel Pharrell, if you want to see what it looks like. He said, hard to believe this all started with riding it in my shoes back in 2010. So congratulations to Pharrell on his new collection with Chanel.
What did he mean riding it in his shoes? What's that
I guess he wrote it and it came into fruition back in 2010. And it's a great collaboration. He has some
He got some dope stuff with Chanel.
There's a teaser clip as well that you can take a look at. All right. Well.
Hey, fam.
How'd you know what I was about to do?
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coca-Cola just came out with a brand new flavor. Yeah, you heard that right. They've now got Orange Vanilla Coke and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar. Head to your closest retailer, fam, and try out Orange Vanilla Coke and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar today.
All right.
Thanks, fam.
You're welcome, fam. Now, when we come back to People's Choice Mix, shout to Juvenile. It's his birthday today. Hey. Also, shout to Big Sean. So we're going to start the mix off with some Juvenile and then some Big Sean for their birthdays. All right? Get your request in right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Again, shout out to everybody that came out to our real estate seminar. We did it out in Atlantic City. We had over 1,000 people there. Shout out to Killer Mike and DC Young Fly for pulling up, teaching people about real estate, but not only teaching people and explaining how we do it, but also bringing those people to you. So people always say that their credit is horrible, so we brought a credit guy to fix people's credit. They said that they can't get lending, so we brought both a hard money lender and a conventional lender, explained what it was, and told people how they can get lending. We brought an attorney so people can have an attorney, just trying to set people up. We even brought the foreclosed list and the bank-owned, the city-owned property. So shout to Atlantic City, Marty Smalls, and everybody that came out that really supported us. They really want people to start supporting their own communities, and they're trying to do as much as possible they can so people can actually invest and create some generational wealth. So shout out to everybody that come. If you missed Atlantic City, we'll be out in Miami this Sunday. So I know we have less than 100 seats left. So just click the link in my bio to get all the information. I hope to see you guys there.
Yes. Well, that's great.
Now, you didn't give me none of your fruit juice.
Oh, well, you wanted the watermelon one, so I'm going to bring that one in for you tomorrow. I only bought in 3 different flavors today. I'll bring in the other 3 tomorrow, so you can try that one. But yes, I did launch my Drink Fresh juice. It's taken me almost a year to get all this with the testing and everything together, but it's all natural fruit juices and vegetables. Like, actually, it's not even just juice. It's just the fruits and vegetables. So nothing added to it, no water added to it. A lot of times they'll water down these pressed juices so that they can make it look like it's more. But these are only the fruits and vegetables that you see listed on there. So it's been a journey, but it's been a good one, and I'm excited that the product is finally available, and you can order it, too, if you go to drinkfreshjuice.com.
All right, well, when we come back, we got your positive note. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Winston Duke for joining us this morning.
Salute to Winston Duke. He plays Gabe and Abraham in the new movie Us. You know him as M'Baku. From the Black Panther movie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Shout out to him representing Trinidad and Tobago and also Brooklyn.
I love Us, man. It's a great movie. People was giving it mixed reviews a little while ago, but clearly they don't feel that way anymore because it's the number one movie in the country with over $70 million made.
Yes, and it's the highest grossing original horror movie first week so far to date.
Yes, that's dope.
And the third biggest opening ever.
Well, Charlamagne, you got a positive note for the people?
Yeah, man. I just want to say that it's a lot of people running races that they don't even want to be in. So I want to encourage you to get out of that lane, find your own lane, and proceed to win.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo.
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.